Can I take you back, folks, to the early 90s, late 80s, in fact, it might have been, the early days of this program. And I made the point to you that one of the things that I didn't understand, although I do now, but one of the things I was having trouble comprehending about pro-choice groups back then, was that they got mad when an abortion didn't happen. They literally got mad. I said, this ought to illustrate to you just what this issue is to them. The as many abortions as possible must happen. I'm talking about the activists. I'm talking about the leaders of these. These are the original feminazis, folks, if you wanted me to go back in time and define the term for you. Every abortion possible must happen. Every abortion that can happen, that doesn't happen, is a setback for the cause. And it became crystal clear to me one day when I had a story, my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, about a planned parenthood abortion center that was just down the street from an adoption center. Some people from the adoption center parked themselves outside a Planned Parenthood office and tried to talk the women going in there into having coming down, having the baby, and giving it up for adoption. And the abortion people just went nuts. They had a cow. The Planned Parenthood people, the NARO people, they just went nuts. And I'm saying, what is wrong with this? What's wrong with having the baby and putting it up for adoption if you don't want it? Well, here we go. This is exactly what this whole business with Judge Roberts is all about.